guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, it's a heartbreaking story when a woman leaves her husband. Must have been really, really bad situation. Maybe he was terminally ill. Maybe he was a bad guy, treated her poorly. Or maybe he was poor. Yeah, I dumped my broke husband, only to find out he's rich and was only pretending. And now I'm upset. So you were fine with leaving him right up until you found out he was hiding all his money from you. And now you're upset because you don't get any of it. Shocking. Yes, that's right. Her name is Eunice. She had a husband that didn't have enough money, apparently didn't have enough money for anything. And so she decides to leave him. She said, that's it. You're a deadbeat. I'm out. She leaves him and finds out he was just hiding his money to test her to see if she was a good money because they were only married for a short period of time. Let's go over this story. And, you know, I always find it interesting because Chris Rock has said it. It's not what a man is. It's what a man can do for society, for a woman, for a person. You can't just be a good man, a good product for society and a stand-up citizen. You have to provide something. You have to provide services. You have to provide taxes. You have to provide safety by joining the military. You have to defend the weak, except when they don't want you to, because that is also bad. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. You can't just be a man and be good enough. So let's read the story. Now, this is from Nigeria, but the thing is, we know this is pretty unilateral across the board. There are stories from many countries, but I wanted to read this one because, number one, it's only a couple days old. And number two is that it shows you that it's not just in westernized countries where these kind of things happen. So here's her story. My name is Eunice. I'm in great pain and regret right now. Now, I don't think obviously English is her first language. That being said, it's very well written. It's just if some of the words sound a little off, that's why, I think. I left my husband, Tunde, just because he couldn't provide for me the material things I needed to live large and affluently like my mates. That's right. It wasn't enough that he just provided for the family. He didn't provide enough for the family, and she couldn't live high on the hog and in the lap of luxury like her friends, so she was maybe looked down upon. I abused him verbally, emotionally, and physiologically. I made him feel less of a man. I made him feel really bad about not being well off like other men in our neighborhood. Oh, so she basically just really treated him poorly. Those are the things that we talk about, by the way, that she verbally, emotionally, and physiologically, right? Well, we talk about this happening to men all the time, and people say, no, he'll just man up. You need to man up. Well, he did man up, and he left. But she even admits it herself that she treated him very poorly. And again, men are on the receiving end of this stuff, but that's for a different video. Anyway, she says, my friends didn't help matters at all. Oh, it's our friend's fault. They gave me terrible advice on how to put more pressure on my husband in order for him to try to work harder as a man. We'd only been married for 5 months when I decided to leave just to teach him a lesson because he refused to give me the $50,000 I asked him to give me for my Christmas shopping. I don't know what the currency is, so it could be $5,000 or $3,000. I don't know how many dollars, because they don't have a symbol for the currency, so I don't know. He offered to give me $30,000, begging me that the $30,000 was all he had. I threw the money at his face and it scattered all over the ground, and then I spat on him and told him that was the end of our marriage. The next thing I did was to go to our room and pack all my belongings, shattered a taxi, then zoomed off. He was staring at me the whole time with angry eyes, but he didn't stop me from leaving anyway. I was surprised. Why would you be surprised that he didn't stop you? You were being bad to him. You called him names. You spit at him for him not giving you enough money. And then you're shocked when he didn't try. Wait, honey, stay? No, he should have been like, please get out. And that was the last time I saw my husband, she says. I'm not surprised. I would never see you again either if you treated me like that. She says, however, after a few months now, I've been hearing stories from here and there about my husband being a rich man and from a rich family. I thought it was all a joke and that people were just playing with my emotions until I went to see things for myself. He was not only wealthy, but was also the owner of a multi-million Naira company. I ran into one of his friends who told me the whole story. He loved me from the very first time he saw me, but he decided to approach me like he was just a common company worker earning 60K and living in a one-bedroom apartment. He just wanted to test me if I was a good woman and not the type that would just be after his money. That is a smart man, especially when he has that kind of money. And guess what? He found out exactly what type of woman you are. You are what we call a gold digger. I cried and cried my eyes out and almost fainted when I eventually saw my husband, oh, now it's back to the husband instead of the ex-husband, driving a very expensive car with another woman sitting in front with him. I wanted to approach him and beg, but I didn't know how I'm even going to start begging him to accept me back. I need advice. What should I do? I'm broken. So here's what basically, let me sum this up in a sentence. I want an easy lifestyle that someone else will provide for me. I thought this guy wasn't going to give it to me. Turns out he could have made me a rich woman, and now I'm heartbroken. What do I do? She's not being heartbroken over losing the man or the qualities of the man. He, his family, and him. Now, I don't know how much of his responsibility he was given in making this company a multi-million Naira company or Naira company. So maybe he's just received the money and he didn't have anything to do with it. But that's doubtful if he's working there and if he's a sharp gentleman like it sounds like he is. I bet he had something to do with the company being so successful. So it sounds like he's no dummy. So instead of being upset that you left a good, probably a good man, at least one that didn't retaliate when you treated him poorly, not only did you lose a good man, you learned a man that could have provided for you. You left a man that sounds like he's very intelligent and successful. But at no point does she reflect, you know what? I'm just a bad person. Like I should have, now looking back on my own actions, I'm a horrible person and I shouldn't have done this to him. I shouldn't treat anybody that way. No, there's no self-reflection. It was, I saw him, lots of money, other women, now I'm mad and heartbroken. Now let's read the post. There's five comments, just short five. He says, Bob says, advice, become a better person. You're currently horrible, beyond horrible, disgusting. Woman says, Miri, I agree with you. Matt, move on and learn from your mistakes. Learn to value a person, not the lifestyle you think they deserve. I hope you can find peace within yourself before you think of joining someone else's life. Someone else says, love does not exist for her. Empty shell of a human. And a guy named Steve says, you effed up, move on. So, you know, this blows my mind, but not really, okay? There's part of me that it blows my mind that someone would do this. But when I think of the roles reversed, let's say you're a guy and you're dating a woman who's heavy set and you're not into heavy girls, but you get married to her and within 5 months she becomes very heavy set and is not attractive at all and you decide to leave. Then she loses all this weight and becomes gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, and you turn around and you say, I want her back. Is that the same or different? I'm not really sure, because a woman could say, well, I want a man because he can provide and he's well off and he makes my life easy. Is that any different than a guy saying, you know what, I want a woman that I'm attracted to? For this woman, money is attraction, I guess. For us, for someone like myself, I might say I'm not into certain body type, but if she's very athletic and slim and proportionate, I prefer that more. If she went from being heavy to that, does that make me a bad person saying, you know what, I like the way she looks and I'd like her back, but only if she stays this way? Does that, to me, that makes me sound just as shallow. But the truth of it is, were I to be with somebody and they gained a lot of weight, I think I would probably not be happy. I'd have to be along the same lines. The difference is here, though, is that she agreed to marry him not on the premise that he was rich and then became poor and then became rich again. The premise is here that he already was poor. Or not poor, but well, he wasn't well off, that he was just an average bloke, an average worker. And she agreed to marry that. So I have to put it on her for agreeing to marry him as he is and as he represented himself. So if he represented himself as a guy that makes 60 grand a year and she felt okay to marry that and then gets upset because he wouldn't spend more than he could afford on her, that's on her. Like, he didn't pretend to be a millionaire and then pretend to be, she didn't know. So I don't know. I just find it fascinating the fact that she thought she was going to marry an average guy, but she was going to have this rich, affluent life. Like, where was he going to get all this money? And now that she found out that she actually missed out on it, only then is she upset. So remember, guys, it's not, you know, when I say to young men that want to date, a lot of times, look, if you're a good looking guy and you're athletic and you're tall and you all the other things that women love, you're easy street, because women only want the best of the best, the cream of the crop. You're going to have selection of women. But if you're just an average guy and you say, hey, maybe someday I might like to get a family, or even I want an easier time dating. Money is power. Money is attraction for women. Now, that doesn't mean you have to spend it on women, but you having a nice fancy car and you being able to comfortably go out and take her out to an expensive dinner, she'll find you more attractive than she will everybody else. Now, that's not necessarily the type of woman that I would ever want to date and that I would want to have any interaction with. But if at some point you do want to have interactions with women and you want it to be easy, just be able to provide a lot. And if you can provide a lot, it's going to be a lot easier than guys that can't provide a thing. The difference is the woman that you get is going to be a completely different woman. And if she's after you for your material possessions, you're going to get a hot mess and you're going to deserve every headache you get. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you for those that have supported me directly. I appreciate it. And if you'd like to support me without that, the best way you can do it is like, comment, share, and subscribe. That's the best way you can do it. And check out some of my older videos. None of them are timely. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, it's not who you are as a man that some of these women will love. It's what do you bring to the table that makes their life better.